Good morning and welcome to the 5 a.m. Mester Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. Another morning of lateness is terrible. I'm an evil human being. No, I am an evil human being. I'll tell you why later. Maybe there'll be a show tomorrow or next week. I'll save it as for next week after the holiday. Anyway, I want to wish you all a great morning. For those of the Catholics, have a good Friday or good Holy Thursday. God, I'm such a bad Catholic. Anyway, I want to talk today about to solve or not solve the blocker. Is that the question, right? So all the Scrum classes say Scrum Master's job is to solve all the blockers for the team and remove blockers. Is it really? This is something where Scrum Masters have to choose wisely the path you take. And we're going to talk about that a little bit on when and where Scrum Masters really should or should not solve the problem for the team. And it was just reflecting on some of the things in the past and what you need to prep for getting the team to be a self-organized team. So we're going to talk about that today. Little note, I did not do the Josh report last night. I had a choice. Josh report or hang out with my daughter and watch Oak Island thing on the History Channel app or something like that. And I have to say my daughter won out on you guys because we got to hang out and do some daddy-daughter time and watch some pirate treasure mystery stuff. So that's what we did. Sorry. Daughter wins. Audience lose. Anyway, so why, when, and where should you all first of all, who are we? We're the 5 a.m. Mester Scrum Show. Please give us a like and a share if you like this episode and what we're going to talk about today, because it's not what you're going to get in the classroom. I'm going to tell you something different, something you need to learn as you get more knowledgeable and practice as Scrum Master or Agile Coach, to be honest with you. Same thing applies to both. And, but we do this so we can bring more value to customer, not work crazy hours to do that, and have a little fun along the way. Part of it, so the topic is, and I was thinking about why self-organizing teams. When should a Scrum Master solve every blocker on the planet? Well, should they or not? I'm going to give you my take on that as my experience. So they say in the classrooms, you should solve all the problems for your teams. But is that true? And I'm going to give you a couple criteria, some thoughts. It's very challenging. And I'm reading my notes, by the way. I got my notes. I wrote some notes because I wrote this a while ago, but I liked it and I really wanted to do it. The challenge is to determine the future reoccurrence. And that is there a chance for the person, the team to grow? So I wrote in the thing about when you look at a blocker, yes, sometimes a Scrum Master should go and fix it and just be done with it. But is there a chance that this blocker will repeat its ugly head multiple times in the future? Is this a chance for team members to grow in a particular area? For example, a blocker is some other group outside the organization, someone outside the team that's blocking them from getting to something. Or maybe it's a server thing. Maybe it's an access thing. Maybe it's something else. What if you're not there one day? Can the team take care of this blocker if you're not there? Because maybe you're going on vacation. I don't know, right? Could be. So you got to look at each blocker and say, is this something I really should? Should I use this opportunity for someone to learn? Maybe you know how to do it. Maybe you've already done it before. And it's another chance for it to repeat itself. Maybe you already fixed this kind of issue before. You went out to the systems admin to fix something or infrastructure or business, right? To go fix something you got. If you think it's going to keep coming back as a potential issue in the future and wasn't one of those one-offs, or maybe even those one-offs sometimes could be a sign of something that's going to happen in the future. And you may not know a lot. Maybe it happened in the past. Maybe it didn't. But as a Scrum Master, you decide, is this a chance for the team to grow? Is this a chance for this person on my team that I'm Scrum Master for to grow and understand the corporation, the company, what's going on a little more. You solving all their problems does not help them grow as someone who could function anywhere in the company. Because you're really, this is kind of a mentoring thing also for your team. Let's say it's, let's just give an example. It's an infrastructure issue, right? And yeah, Scrum Master, I'm going to go call so-and-so because I know so-and-so and I'm going to solve the problem. Or could you say, hey, I know so-and-so. Would someone on the team like to go talk to them, find out what's going on to get a better understanding of the infrastructure problems associated with this change rather than me solve this? Because it'd be better for that person from a long-term career than have those knowledge. Why do you think those gray beards, those people who are system engineers, become so successful? It's because they know who to talk to when there's a problem. That's why they're called problem solvers, besides what they know. But the key is who else in the organization can help them solve a problem. So this is a prime example of where a Scrum Master should not solve all the blockers, right? And I wanted to share that because people don't educate this material in a class. They say, what's, and I even say it too, what's one of the primary jobs of the Scrum Master to solve blockers for the team? But should you solve all the blockers for the team? The answer is no, right? You have to be able to judge whether or not the blocker is a potential growth path for people on your team or your team as a whole. Is it a self-organizing opportunity for them to understand how to solve these blockers on their own? This is what you have to trade. You have to think about. And again, like I said, the answer on the quiz is they solve blockers, but do they solve? And this is why, you know, you love these quizzes. It's always the right answer. You always got to get the answer the book gives. So when you take these quizzes or these tests, give the answer to the book. But there is a nuance there that post-exam, no, you don't solve all the blockers. You have to recognize whether or not it's a chance for the team to become self-organized, self-sufficient, and a growth potential to help that person's career or the team's career when you're not there in the future. So I wanted to share that to you as a little thing. Don't forget, we're in April, so we have our new April. It's the third Wednesday of the month for our meetup.com. So that would be the 19th of April. We're doing our meetup.com where we're going to talk about Kanban. We have Jennifer. She's coming back for part two of our adventures in Kanban there in our meetup group. So look for the 5 a.m. Master Scrum meetup group. We're going to do that activity. And again, not everything's so cut and dry. Yes, the answer to the test, it's cut and dry. Post-test in reality and what you should do to grow your team is a different answer. So don't try to solve every blocker the team encounters. Try to help them if it's something going to be there. But that doesn't mean be lazy. I didn't put that, like, don't do anything. But pick which ones you need to fix and ones you don't. Happy Thursday. Agile, yeah, Amy's on. How you doing? But think about that as you go. And she's on YouTube. Hey. Yes, teach your team how to fish. You know, I'm laughing now because you can't. I'm going to share it on the screen. I'm going to share a comment. Agile Amy says, yes, teach the team how to fish/fix. And that's really timely because if you heard it in the gospel, the Catholic stuff with Jesus and all, they always talk about teaching a man to fish versus fish for them, right? Or something. I don't know. Whatever the thing is. So that the timing's good. It's where I'm telling people, don't always fix all their blockers. Help them learn how to fix the blockers themselves for the long run. And it takes away a lot of work for yourself. Because now if you have 10 people on your team and all 10 people know how to fix the blockers, then you need to fix that blocker. No, it just saves yourself some time. So thank you, Agile Amy, for that pointer. All right, with that, I say take care. Have a great day. Happy scrumming. And we'll see you tomorrow. And I'm going to do the show for the jobs thing tonight. I should. I don't know. It was a choice between a daughter and the job show. Daughter's going to win out. It's a good time. It was daddy-daughter night, just watching some TV. With that, take care, everyone. See you later tonight and tomorrow. Bye. See ya.